This is the brief on secondary traumatic stress in veterinary care. Look, we know vet med is incredibly stressful, right? But there's a huge difference between just having a rough Tuesday and actually experiencing secondary traumatic stress, or STS. It's that deep psychological toll of constantly absorbing the trauma and suffering of your patients and, you know, their owners. So let's do a quick mental health check-in today to see where you stand. First, let's look right inside your head. You might be reliving trauma or having these awful nightmares, kind of like a distressing movie you literally can't turn off. Ask yourself, are you taking your patients home in your head, or have you totally numbed out your emotions just to survive the shift? Second, let's look at your outward behavior, because those internal struggles rarely stay hidden for long. We've all snapped at a coworker before, sure, but with STS, severe irritability turns into total social isolation. Are you really just a little annoyed today, or are you actively withdrawing from your friends and your entire support system? Finally, that mental and social strain crashes right into your physical reality, showing up as intense workplace dread. You might find yourself dreading dealing with certain clients or just terrified of walking into the clinic altogether, dealing with unexplained aches and terrible sleep. Think of this exhaustion like a heavy physical anchor dragging you down. It's a profound fatigue that a simple weekend nap absolutely cannot fix. Look, secondary traumatic stress is basically an occupational hazard of caring too much, and spotting these indicators is the absolute first step to reclaiming your well-being. Remember, you can't be a lifesaver for your patients if you're drowning yourself. Take care of you.